From Spark and Anvil and Terra Watch, this is Pin, in Chapter 1 of the Terra Watch cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pin is a tiny hummingbird, cool emerald green with soft ruby stripes, in a chunky field vest, a pintail feather sticking out behind, and a coordinate card always in hand. Pin is precise and loves to stamp locations. Where matters, Pin says. When matters. The same plant in two places is two stories. That's Pin's whole craft, location data. Knowing that where and when are what make an observation useful. I saw a red-bellied woodpecker is interesting, Pin says, but it isn't data. At 40.7128 degrees north, 74.0060 degrees west, 2:32 p.m., April 15th, sunny, 18 degrees Celsius. That's data. So Pin records for every single thing they see, the location, GPS, or a careful description, the exact time, and the conditions. Why so fussy? Because, Pin explains, the extra details are where the science lives. Scientists learn where things live, when the seasons turn, which spots creatures love, and all of it hides in the where and when you write down. Skip it, and a beautiful sighting is just a story nobody can build on. The same monarch at a city bush and a mountain meadow tells two completely different migration stories, but only if you pinned each one. Location, time, conditions, Pin says. Every single thing you see. It feels like extra work until you realize it's the difference between a nice memory and a piece of a real map. Pin's favorite moment came at the park where the whole group was recording. Look, a butterfly, Spot pointed. Notes scribbled fast. Orange and black butterfly, wings about 3 inches, at a flowering bush. Probably a monarch. Pin zipped over and hovered. And the where and when? They asked, soft but firm. Note looked up. Huh? What do you mean? Pin landed on a branch and pulled out the coordinate card. Every observation needs details. Where exactly? What time? Note frowned. I just wrote at a flowering bush. But which bush? Pin asked gently. Near the big oak? By the path? It's right here, near the blackberry bushes, Spot pointed. Let's get it right, Pin said, reading their little glowing screen. 40.7128 degrees north, 74.0060 degrees west, Note scribbled. What are those numbers? The exact spot on Earth, like an address for this bush. And it's 2:32 p.m., April 15th, 2026. Note added the time. Weather? Sunny, light breeze. And 18 degrees Celsius, at a flowering blackberry bush, about 2 meters off the main path. Note wrote it all down, hand flying. Now it's data, Pin said, a small smile on their beak. Without the where and when, the scientists studying monarch migration couldn't use it. They need exact spots. Picture a giant map of the world with butterflies tracked across it. Your one observation is a piece of that map. Scout, the mentor, nodded. Pin turns single observations into pieces of larger maps. That's the magic of the extra details. And there's no real scientist up above you. The bird migration maps on eBird are built from ordinary people's pinned observations. Kids' observations are real science. No one's count or pin is ever too small to belong on the map.
Note looked down at the notebook. The vague, flowering bush now turned into an exact address, a timestamp, a temperature, a real point on the world. And something clicked into place, a small, satisfying click. The quiet pleasure of getting a detail exactly right, of watching a fuzzy scribble become a clean, true piece of data that a scientist 1,000 miles away could actually use. Note felt a warm little glow of pride And looking around at the blackberry bush, the path, the patch of sky, a new protective fondness for this exact spot, now that they'd pinned it so carefully. That satisfying, everything fits, got it exactly right click, and the tender new care for one small place was to pin the whole quiet joy of the where and when.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to PIN. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.